With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kavila.
The Ophthalmological Society of South Africa has warned that rising cases of type 2 diabetes among young people in their 30s and 40s are increasing cataract risks. Ophthalmologist Dr. Helen Andume says diabetes has become a leading cause of blindness in Namibia.
Fast food is all over. Everything is heavy sugar, and that leads to diabetes. And unfortunately, you cannot cure diabetes, but you can only control it. The numbers of people going blind from diabetes have risen tremendously. It's like a pandemic, and something drastically has to be done. Healthy lifestyle is also expensive, and most of our people can't afford this healthy lifestyle. All what they know, it is bread, it's macaroni, all these type of things that leads to diabetes are all over the place. I fully agree with what the Ophthalmological Society of South Africa is saying.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa says his country is in talks with the United States to reduce tariffs imposed by President Donald Trump. Speaking at the United Nations General Assembly, Ramaphosa warned that trade is now being used as a weapon destabilizing the global economy. The South African leader also called for the continuation of the African Growth and Opportunity Act.
It is concerning that geopolitical shocks and unprecedented trade policy volatility are destabilizing the global economy and jeopardizing a critical source of development finance. In fact, trade is now being used as a weapon against a number of countries in the world. We must redouble our efforts to strengthen the link between trade and development. Unilateral trade practices and economic coercion have a detrimental impact on many nations.
Ramaphosa's statement comes as AGOA, which allows 32 African countries duty-free access to the U.S. market, is expiring at the end of September. So far, Washington has not provided any clarity on its renewal. Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger have announced their withdrawal from the International Criminal Court, accusing it of serving as a tool of neocolonial repression. The military-led countries split from the Economic Community of West African States and aligned under the Alliance of Sahel States. In other news, U.S. President Donald Trump has caused controversy at the United Nations General Assembly by calling climate change a hoax. Experts warn that such denial from a world leader could slow global efforts to address the crisis and put vulnerable communities at risk. Professor Morgan Hauptfleisch from the Namibia University of Science and Technology weighs in.
Saying climate change is a hoax is as good as saying that electricity is a hoax. You ask communities, for example, in the Kunene region that have had some of the most extreme droughts in living memory recently, we're dealing with a serious challenge. So I think for world leaders, it's been something that we've had the annual meetings on the subject, where I think the voices of the scientists and the facts have been overridden by the economic climate and the geopolitical climate of the day, where people on the ground are really living with the effects of climate change.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.